thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the Torah's approach to the concept of nations of the world. The world today is headed towards a state where we're all intermingled, interconnected. We'd like to know what does the wisdom of Kabbalah have to say about it. Be with us. Nitza, please. Yeah, in the Torah, the term nations of the world is mentioned many times. A nation is actually considered anyone who's not a Jew. And today we'd like to better understand what does the wisdom of Kabbalah have to tell us about the nations? What is a nation? So maybe we'll start with that, and then we'll try to understand what is its attitude towards the nations. So the first question is, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is a nation? So first of all, we have to understand that what the wisdom of Kabbalah says and what people think are two different levels to approaches towards nature, man, God, religion. Towards each of these, it's something completely different. And therefore, if we're talking about the truth, the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the Torah of truth, then it's very far from what people think, because a person lives in this world and he sees the nations of the world, where according to the Torah, there are 70 nations of the world, and we see that there are many more than that. And we see the big, broad world. Well, we can say that all the nations of the world are the Gentiles, and the people of Israel, it's someone who's a Jew, who was born to a Jewish mother. Was it always this way or not? That's a question per se, but let's leave it aside for the time being. And this is how we're used to dividing things in our world. And accordingly, from what we see in this world, we know what a brith is, a circumcision, a wedding, a chuppah, a man, a woman, a Kohen, a Levi, Israel, heaven, earth, everything, forest, trees, animals, still vegetative. All of these things are clear to us from this world. And we ascribe the things that we read about in the Torah to all these things that we see before us in the world. The wisdom of Kabbalah relates to all these things in a very different way, such that someone who even begins to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, he is pretty confused for some time, because the wisdom of Kabbalah says that I am talking about a person's internality, where a person is a small world. What does this mean? That before you there's the great big world that you live in, with the houses and cars and stars and everything that you see in heaven and earth. But we're talking about a person, that all these discernments exist in a person and only within a person's inner world. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about. Meaning, the wisdom of Kabbalah says, you are a man, and you include inside yourself everything, and you have to relate to yourself as you relate to the entire world, and you have to arrange this inner world of yours and to bring it to a corrected state. That's it. And whatever is outside of you, don't touch it, so to speak. You have to use whatever is outside of you only in a way that you need in order to exist. Go to work, make a living, have a family, kids, a home, and so on. But all of this is merely in order to exist. The gist of your work is to take care of yourself, to bring your inner world to harmony so it will be completely corrected. Don't correct the world outside of you. the external world. You'll never be able to do it. You have to correct your inner world. You can correct your inner world, and you have to correct it. And this is actually the entire difference between the Torah of Israel, which is called the Wisdom of Kabbalah, the Torah of Truth, the Wisdom of Truth, and the Torah of the landlords, the Torah of the nations of the world, that they relate to all these things that they see as if this is the world and this is the place where we have to perform the corrections. But the truth is that the Torah speaks only about the correction of man, that he has to be corrected and brought to a state where he will become a man. And Adam in Hebrew, meaning becoming similar to the Creator by correcting himself and arranging his entire internality. Okay, I'm looking at myself. You said that man is a small world. If so, inside of me, this is how I divide myself. I don't want to say anything about you. I don't know, do you agree with it or not? I'll talk about myself. So first of all, I divide myself into still vegetative, animate, and the speaking, like the world's divided into these four discernments. And what are these four discernments inside of me? The Wisdom of Kabbalah explains that it is my desire that according to its intensity, it's divided into the very first degree of intensity, which is the still, a stronger desire is the vegetative, an even stronger desire is the animate, and an even stronger desire is the speaking degree. And this is how I'm divided, and besides that, on each of the levels of the desires of the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, I'm divided into many sub-degrees. Suppose, like, with the inanimate. So you have different minerals, many things, vegetative, different forms of vegetative, according to the different seasons and so on, also the animate, it's a big, broad world, and also the speaking level. The speaking level is the most important level because it's the most problematic level. That if I'm talking about the speaking level inside of me, so I'm included of all of the nations of the world. So inside of me, there are 70 nations of the world. So it says in the Torah, the 70 nations of the world. And besides that, the 70 nations of the world exist in me. All of these desires are egoistic. They want to enjoy life as much as they can. And there is one nation that is not one of the 70 nations. It's a unique nation, which is called the people of Israel. Where did this people of Israel come from? It's an attribute, a quality, that aspires to become like the Creator. And I have to nurture this quality. I have to enlarge it and to make it more important than all of the nations of the world inside of me. Meaning, I have to direct all of my desires from the still vegetative, animate, and speaking levels. I have to direct, I have to use all of these desires in order to refine, elevate this quality called the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, within me, which is this quality that wants to become like the Creator. Meaning what? That just like the Creator is bestowing, being the quality of love, bestow love of others, the very same way the Torah says that I have to reach this quality of love towards others. Love another as thyself. And this is what I have to work at. This special specific desire, it's considered superior to the rest of the desires? To begin with, it's not superior. To begin with, I don't even know if it exists or doesn't exist in me. But if I try to find it, derive it, make it stand out, then I can start nurturing it and working with it so that it will become prominent, strong, and that I will be able to bring all the nations of the world to a form where they serve this desire, that they elevate this form of bestowal and love and ascribe themselves to this desire. So just to see if I understand, the wisdom of Kabbalah says that there are different degrees and levels of desire in each and every person. And within these desires, there is something that's called the 70 nations of the world that represents, suppose, 70 different kinds of desires in general. And in addition to these 70 different kinds of desires that exist in each and every one of us, there is one more desire that we don't always necessarily identify. Sometimes it's hidden, if I understand. It's not conspicuous. Okay, we're not aware of it. And this desire, it wants to resemble, become like the upper force. Yeah. And this specific desire is called a Jew. It's called a Jew, a Yehudi, from the word Yehudi in Hebrew, meaning unique, also meaning that that desire aspires for Yehud, connection. And this desire yearns to connect with the Creator, to become like the Creator, meaning to also be in bestowal and love, connected with everyone, and to bring everyone to this one form. If so, what is a nation according to the wisdom of Kabbalah? A nation is any desire which is still not a Jew, which is still opposite to the Jew, and it has some other kind of inclination. Then that is called a nation. Now, in the Torah, there are many references to the nations, and there are also different mitzvot that have to do with it, and many prayers are related to this. On one of the prayers, it says, on Birkat HaShachar, thank you for not making me a nation. What does it mean? It means that if I have the desire to bestow, to love others, to be connected with everyone, to do good to others, and I want to bring all of my desires to identify with the Creator, for them to be in equivalence of form with the Creator, in adhesion with the Creator, similar to the Creator. Then I'm called a Jew, and I've corrected my desires, those desires that used to be the desires of the nations within me. And now they become the Jews within me. So I bless the upper force with the help of which I have made these corrections, that thank you for not making me a nation. Okay, I saw that there are different prohibitions, like it's forbidden to teach the nation's Torah. What does that mean? In the wisdom of Kabbalah, forbidden, it means impossible. It says so. What does this mean? That if I'm still inside my egoistic desires, then I can't study the Torah, because to study the Torah, it means that I'm asking for a special force to correct my egoistic desire into love and bestowal towards others. And if I ask for it, I receive this force. And when this force comes and corrects my egoistic desire, the desire which was a nation and now became a Jew, meaning connected with others, then in this desire that I have corrected, I start feeling the Creator. And this means that I study Torah, that by performing these corrections on myself with the help of the reforming light, I come to know the Creator. And this is actually studying the Torah. Torah, meaning that I get to know the Creator that reveals Himself to me. Because the Torah and the Creator are one and the same. And therefore, I say this blessing, thank you for not making me a nation, and I bless for studying the Torah, as it says, he who teaches the people of Israel Torah, and more such brachot, blessings, prayers. This is all about the corrected desire called a Yehudi, a Jew, or the people of Israel. I saw that regarding the nations, there are seven mitzvot, the mitzvot of the sons of Noah, meaning that before I correct the egoistic desire, for it to be in order to bestow, to love others, to bestow onto others and through the others onto the Creator, then at least I corrected in a way that it will not be harmful due to its developed ego. And then we have what's called the seven mitzvot of Noah, that these are such corrections on the egoistic desire for it not to harm others, not to kill and do such things.
Yeah.
At least to restrain the ego. Basic rules, human rules. But it's very important, because this is a degree which is prior to the correction of becoming a Jew. Because everyone has to unite with the Creator, as it says, all shall know me from small to great, meaning all the desires, the most egoistic desires in a person, they will be corrected and the Creator will become revealed in them. This means to know the Creator, as it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. What does this mean? That there is a connection between all of these desires and the Creator, which is called a coupling. And my home shall be called a home of prayer for all nations, that all of the desires shall be as one home, like a vessel for all the nations, all of the desires that the Creator has created, and they will all be connected in such a way that the Creator will become revealed in them completely. It's fascinating to understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about a person's desires, actually, the correction of man, correcting his desires, and actually everything's inside of him, the nations and so on. This is the only thing that we have to do. There's nothing to correct in our world. If we're thinking about correcting the world or correcting ourselves externally, like we see the people of Israel, the state of Israel, then we're only reaching a greater corruption instead of a correction, because our ego is constantly growing, because we're not taking care of it, we're not drawing the reforming light on it, and from day to day it becomes worse and worse, and both the secular and also the religious Jews and also the nations of the world, they're all becoming worse, because we're not drawing the reforming light. The power of the Torah does not exist in our world, because actually we, the Jews in this world, are not engaged in what we're supposed to be engaged in. Meaning, those desires of ours that are called the nations of the world, when you say that our ego is developing, meaning that these desires, they keep developing, what happens? They're growing all the time. They want to swallow the entire world ever more. They want to succeed more and more at the expense of others. That this is the natural form of the ego that develops in us. But it doesn't fulfill us in any way, doesn't give us content. But we actually remain empty and miserable as a result. We see that both for ourselves and for our children and for our grandchildren. In this world, we don't see any good future. A moment ago, you said that the Jews in this world are not engaged in what they're supposed to be engaged in. What do you mean? Who are you talking about and what do you mean? The Jews in this world, I mean people that are called Jews, that were as if born as Jews under Abraham, our patriarch, as they came out of Babylon. They were Babylonians like the rest of the nations that lived there. Abraham, our patriarch, he sorted them, he arranged them, he pulled them out of all of those Babylonian nations that lived in ancient Babylon, and he made a special group out of them, which was united. And in their connection, they started discovering the one force called the Creator, the upper force. And correspondingly, they also called themselves Jews, and also called themselves Israel, from the word Yashar Kel, meaning those who are aimed straight at the Creator, to be adhered, connected with Him, as it says, "Repent, people of Israel, up to the Creator your God." And this is what Abraham, our patriarch, did, and since then he's called the first Jew. So when you're saying that the Jews aren't doing what they're supposed to do, what are they supposed to be doing? The Jews have to scrutinize that point inside of them that's called the inclination towards the Creator, called the point in the heart or the spark in the heart or a part of God from above that exists in anyone who's a Jew in this world. And besides, the truth is that this point doesn't exist only in Jews nowadays, but just like the Jews are a part of the Babylonian nations, the 70 nations that lived in ancient Babylon, and just like back then, some of the people of the different nations came up to Abraham, and they wanted to get closer to God, to the Creator. Then the very same way today, there are many people from the nations of the world that also have these sparks in their heart that feel this inclination towards the Creator, and according to their inclination, they too are called Jews, Yashar Kel Israel, meaning those who are directed straight at the Creator. And therefore, they also have to join and connect with the people of Israel, and we see that they connect to our organization, people from all over the world, and they're really interested in keeping the Torah and the mitzvot according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and to ascribe themselves with the spiritual people of Israel and the Creator. So if I understand correctly, a person has to scrutinize the inclination towards the Creator that exists inside of him. Yeah. So how is that related to our life here and now? It doesn't matter whether it's here and now or in some other period in history. The fact that we correct ourselves to become similar to the Creator, to be as one man and one heart, to be in mutual guarantee, to receive the Torah, to draw the reforming light that corrects our egoistic desires and inverts them all into bestowal onto others until we reach love. Love of others, and through that, love of the Creator. So that means to be a Jew. That means to be Israel. That's called to be a part of the people of Israel. And someone who does not keep that, by the definition of the wisdom of Kabbalah, is not considered to be Israel. It's not enough to be born to a Jewish mother. What else do you need? You have to keep what the Torah of Israel demands of a person, which is what? Which is, first and foremost, to work in the direction of love another as thyself, and through that, love the Creator, thy God. These two levels of correction that a person has to go through. What's the difference between the corporeal people of Israel and the spiritual people of Israel? The corporeal people of Israel is someone who has a Jewish passport, born to a Jewish mother. Yeah, I suppose. But the spiritual people of Israel is a group of people that are all interconnected, and through this connection, they want to connect to the Creator. And to do it tangibly, to feel it, to understand, to be in adhesion, to be connected. From what I understand, the Torah prohibits a Jew to marry someone who is a non-Jew. This is corporeally wise. Spiritually wise, we're talking about desires. Then, of course, a desire which is entirely in order to bestow cannot connect with a desire which is in order to receive. So to get married, it means to become connected. So you're saying that inside a person there are desires, some of which are the nations, and One of the desires is a Jew, and it's forbidden to connect these desires. Forbidden, it means that it's impossible. We're talking about the laws of nature. So it's not that I feel like it and this is how it's going to be, or I don't feel like it and it's not going to be this way. So why is it impossible to connect them? Because these are two forms that can't connect. Why? Because they're opposite by nature. Opposite how? That one wants in order to receive and the other wants in order to bestow, so there's no equivalence of form between them. The main law of nature is the law of equivalence of form. That two things, the more similar they are, the closer they are. The more different they are, the more distant they become. If I want for them to meet, at least at one point, they have to be similar. If they're similar in more than one point, they even cover each other in their mutual area. And if furthermore, as you say, that they get married, then they really have to cover each other. And even though that they're different, they have to have the same inclination to bestow to each other. Then they can give birth to a third party. So what's the difference between the Jewish and the non-Jewish inclinations in a person? The difference is that one wants to receive and the other wants to bestow. And they can come closer only if they wish to mutually bestow. To bestow, what does that mean? To cause good. To do good not unto myself. Of course not. To others. Wanting to do good to myself, that comes naturally. I don't have to make an effort in order to do that. And this goes for all of a person's inclinations, all the 70 nations inside of them. Yeah, that's our nature. Our time's almost up. I want to ask. If I understand the model, a person's inner world consists of many different inclinations, and out of all of these different inclinations, he has to scrutinize the most exalted inclination, which is to love and bestow onto others like the upper force. Love another as thyself is the great rule of the Torah. Yes. So this inner process that a person goes through and the ascent towards love, is it something that every person can do, regardless of what nation he was born in? Any person can undergo this developmental process? Has to. Has to. So, turns out that every person, regardless of what nation he belongs to, at the peak of his development, when he's connected to bestow and love, he becomes a Jew. Yes? So it's not something that belongs only to the Jews or to someone who was born a Jew. It has to do with a qualitative human evolution. Right? Everyone has to reach the form of a Jew, that everyone's connected together and connected with the upper force as one. As it says, Israel, Oraita, and Kutcha Brichu, Israel, the light and the creator, are one. And this entire connection is established on love. Why love? Because this is the most direct, open, strong connection from person to person. And why does my love for others connect me with that one force that you call the creator? Because by that we achieve equivalence of form with him. Meaning, that if I annul my ego and I'm willing to connect with someone else, to that extent, I'm also similar to the Creator. And so if I'm similar to someone else, we become as one. Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.